The Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dala in Pirkei Avos teaches us, Yosi ben Yehezer is Tzreda, V'Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim kibul mehem. We learned from Yosi ben Yehezer and from Yosi ben Yochanan the following halachas. Yosi ben Yehezer is Tzreda oimei yebeischa beisvad l'chachomim. Your home should be a place, a gathering place for chachomim. V'avimus abeik b'afar agleim. You should connect yourself even to the dust of the feet, and drink with thirst their words. So the Mefarshim, in explaining this Mishnah, first point out the word that the Mishnah begins with. Yosi ben Yehezer is Tzreda, v'Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim kiblu mehem. What does kiblu mehem mean? So some indeed say that the right gears of our Mishnah should be kiblu mimenu. Going back to the previous Mishnah, where in the previous Mishnah we learned about what Antigonus Issoichai teaches us, and this Mishnah is continuing to teach us what they learned from Antigonus is Soichai. So, but most have the gears of our Mishnah, kiblu mehem. What does that mean? So, the Mefarshim explained that Antigonus is Soichu, Yosi ben Yehezer, and Yosi ben Yochanan all studied by Shimon HaTzadik. After Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter, Antigonus Issoichai became the leader of Klal Yisrael. And Yosi ben Yehezer and Yosi ben Yochanan accepted his leadership when Antigonus Issoichai was Nifter. At that point, Yosi ben Yehezer and Yosi ben Yochanan received the leadership position. So it turns out that Yosi ben Yehezer and Yosi ben Yochanan were Talmidim, both of Tignish Issoichu and of Shimon HaTzadik. That's Kiblu Mehem. They had two Rabbeim, Shimon HaTzadik and Tignish Issoichu. And therefore, the Mefarshim explain that really our Mishnah is a continuation of what Shimon HaTzadik taught, continued by his Talmud Antigonus, and now they continue. Shimon HaTzadik taught us, Ashlosh Dvar Ma'olam Oymed, Al HaTorah V'Al Avoid V'Al Gemilas Chasodim. Kein Antigonus Issoichai, he said, how do you achieve Torah V'Avoid Gemilas Chasodim properly? So he said, Al ti kavod ha-masham sh'masarav al-manas l'kav pras. Al ti kavod ha-masham sh'masarav sh'loy al-manas l'kav pras. Comes Yosi ben Yehezer, and he says, how does a person indeed grow in learning Torah? So he says, as we just learned, Yebeis chabeis fad l'chachamim, ha-masafik ba-far regleyem, va-shoyis v'tzomis devreyem. Then Yosi ben Yochanan came to speak about how do we excel in Gemilas Chasadim. So as the next Mishnah will teach us, he taught us Yebeischa Pesuach L'Ravocha. So it turns out that this was a succession. It started with Shimon HaTzadik, continued to Antigonus Issoichu, and then continued to Yosi ben Yehezer and Yosi ben Yochanan. So he explains, so Yosi ben Yehezer, as we just explained, is speaking about how does one accomplish in Liman HaTorah. Says the way one accomplishes in Liman HaTorah is by turning his home into a base vad l'chachamim. If you will have in your home on a regular basis Talmidei Chachamim, and you will see how they talk and what they talk about, that will have a tremendous influence on you and your family. The Pasuk in Mishlei Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Chaf says, Cholech el Chachamim Yechkam. Somebody who constantly attaches himself to Talmid Chachamim will be a Talmud Chacham. And as the Batanura explains, it's like someone walks into a store where they sell perfume. So even if he didn't buy any perfume, the fragrance, the wonderful fragrance of that store will get absorbed into his clothing. And the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis teaches, Mitzvah Asay, Lidobik B'Chachamim U'B'Talmideim. There's a mitzvah to connect oneself to Chachamim and the Talmidim. L'fichach tzarech adam l'shtadl. And therefore a person has to go to great effort, Shiyi Sabas Talmud Chacham, to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, V'yasi Bitel Talmud Chacham, his daughter should marry Talmud Chacham, Lecho l'lishtas and Talmud Chacham, to eat and drink with Talmud Chachamim, Lasis prakramachil Talmud Chacham, do business with Talmud Chachamim, U'l'schabel lehem b'chom mine chibur, to connect yourself in any way possible, Shnema l'daf g'boy, V'kein tzivu chachamonim v'omru, we find, I saw Rav Lau in his Sefer Yachi Yisrael brings a number of examples where we find in Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis about the home of Hananya ben Chizki ben Goran. Ve'elu ben halachas that was set in that home, we find in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph about the Aliyas Beis Nitzu Belud. These were homes where people gathered to speak about Torah. And in a home where people gather to speak about Torah, that's where halacha is established. But it's more than that. Not only is a home where there's Torah become a place for greater learning of Torah, for people to become Talmid Chachamim. A home of Torah is a home which is blessed even begashmius. The Pasuk, the Gemara Masech the Brachas, Daf Samach Gimel Mabez, Pasuk Rav Nechemya Bechsvoid Achsanyi V'Dorosh. Nechemya said, Maidik Savioim Shol Elakeni, Lchu Sur Du Mitoich Amaleka, Panasivcha Imoi, Vata Asisa Chesem Kobne Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Oma Yisra Shaloi Kurve as Moshe El Chvoid Atzmekach. Yisra that brought Moshe Rabbeinu to his home was for his own benefit, that his daughter should have a husband. Hamarach Talmud Chochem Teich Beisoi, if somebody brings a Talmud Chochem to his home, Umachilo Mashkeyu Maneu Minichosov, Alachas Kama V'Kama. And we find more than that, that the Torah says, Loisasav Adoimi Kachichuhu, Loisasav Mitzri Kiger Ayisaba Atzrai. So the Torah says we're not allowed to hate the Mitzriim because we lived in their land. Let's think about it. We lived in their land, we were servants in their land. They had so much benefit from us. Yet we're not allowed to hate them. So certainly, if somebody brings a Talmud Chacham into his home and he treats him with great respect, how much tzedakah, how much bracha will come to that home? The Medrash says, "Kom makom shetzadikim holchem bracha mishtaleches." Wherever there is tzadikim, there's bracha. Yar Yitzchak Lagrar Bas Brach Laragloi. Shnemav Yizrach Yitzchak Be'eretz Ahiv Yimtzu B'Shana. Yar Yaakov Etzalovin Bas Brach Laragloi. Shnemav Vivarach Hashem Oyscha Laragloi. Yar Yosef Yar Etzapitifar Bas Brach Laragloi. Shnemav Vivarach Hashem Espeis HaMitzri Beglal Yosef. So you see, wherever a tzaddik comes, that's where there is bracha. But says the Medrash Shmuel, if a person cannot make his home a chom of a chachamim, then it becomes his job to go to the place where chachamim are found. Where are chachamim found? Chachamim are found in the Bet Knesset and the Bet Midrashos. And you should therefore, says the Medrash Shmuel, make those places, the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, your home. Ye Beischa, you know what should be your real home? Beis Vad L'Chachamim, the place where Chachamim look. But how is the home, how does a Beis HaChachamim look? So the Ben Ishchai says, we look at the first word of the Torah, Bereishis, it starts with a beis. The last letter of the Torah is Leinu Kol Yisrael, is a lamed. The middle letter of the Torah is the vav of the word gochon, kol hoylech al gochon. Take these three letters, beis, vav, lamed. Those are the three first letters and beis vad lechachamim. You know what home is considered, says the Ben Eishchai, a Beis Vad L'Chachamim? A Beis Vad L'Chachamim is a home where there's Torah, where you learn the Torah from the beginning to the end to the middle. If somebody inculcates his entire home as a home of Torah, then his home is a Beis Vad L'Chachamim. The Mishnah continues, what is the Mishnah coming to teach us? The Mishnah is coming to teach us how much a person should realize he needs Talmid Chachamim. The Braisa and Avastar Abnosim teaches us, when a Talmud Chachamim comes to the city, don't say, what do I need the Talmud Chachamim? El Aleichetzloi, go to the Talmud Chachamim. Don't sit together with him on the same bed. On the same chair. On the same bench. El shev lefanav haaretz. Sit on the earth in front of him. That's pshat v'avim es abig b'far regleim. To sit with tremendous awe and respect in front of the chachamim. Another pshat that I saw from the Medrash Shmuel is that if a person has a Talmud Chacham come to his house and stay in his house, he may begin to believe that I'm the host and he's the guest and I'm the balabas here. It tells us, no, have misabik b'afar regleim. That's where you should know that when a Talmud Chacham comes to your home, he is the one that's on top. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Likutei Bes Likutei is when you walk on a floor made out of wood or out of stone, so the footsteps aren't noticeable. But when somebody walks on earth, those footsteps are noticeable. Teaches us the Tana, have a misabeg b'far ragleim, walk, follow the footsteps of the Chachamim, emulate them, because they live the way you're supposed to live, and copy their life, copy the way they live life. Another pshat that I saw is, what is the connection between Yei Beischa Beis Vad L'Chachamim and Masabik B'Afar Raglayim? The Medrash Shmuel very much in line with what we just spoke about a moment ago. If you have Talmid Chachamim in your home, you may become a little too comfortable with them, and you may not distance yourself and realize who they are. So says the Talmud, says the Tana, have a misab, he beischa beis vad l'chachamim. Talmid Chachamim should be the constant guest in your home. But as much as Talmid Chachamim are the constant guest in your home, have a misabig v'far regleim. Realize who they are, and realize that they are so much greater than we are. Then he gives us a third piece of advice. So the Mefarshim explain, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hoy kol tzomei l'chu l'mayim. Ein mayim el ha-toyra. Nama nimshlo divay toyra l'mayim. Just like a person can live without water. Just like the Medrash says, Ma dagim halalu gedelim b'mayim. Fish live in water. However, kimin sheyedus tipa achas mamala, if there's another drop of rain that falls into the ocean, mekablon oisav etzimon, they jump to catch that drop of rain. Kimish lo tamu tamayim emayim, as if they had never drank water previously. Kachen Yisrael, gedelim b'mayim b'toyra, they grow in Torah. However, kimin shein shoymin dav chodesh min ha-toyra, as soon as they hear another chiddush of divrei Torah, hey mekablon oisav etzimon, they swallow it with great thirst. Kimish lo shama divrei Torah b'mayim. A person has to learn Torah with cheshek. And in fact, I saw from Rav Lau a beautiful pshat. If you take the word cheshek, it starts with ches, which represents cheshek, which is, like we just explained, to learn Torah with a tremendous cheshek. Shin represents shiflus, which is what our Tana taught us, have a misabig b'afar regleyem. And kuf stands for kviyas. If you take what cheshek represents, the lessons that we learned from the three letters of the word cheshek, then the person will indeed grow in the first amid. In the first amid that we just spoke about, the Shimon Tzadik taught us, Ashlosh Dvar Ma'olam Omeid Ala Torah, says our Mishnah, teaches us, Yosef Ben Yezer, take the lesson of the word Cheshek, and that will be the way that you will indeed succeed in Limud HaTorah.